I'm very proud to give this award to Juan Torres, our 6'6", 6'5", senior post player. Juan is a leader during the week at practices, whether it's running sprints or drills. His competitive attitude has just been outstanding this year, and he leads by example. Not a big talker, but he leads by example. And I had him as a sophomore on the varsity, and I'm just very proud of the young man he's become, and he's very worthy of this award.
John, he certainly isn't one of the headline grabbers for Clearview, and yet, as you just alluded to, he kind of leads by example. He just gets things done that you need done out on that basketball floor, and sometimes that's the mark of a real leader on your basketball team.
Right. I mean, there's never a lack of effort on Juan's spot. And, there might be times where it doesn't turn out the way he wants it to be on the court, but he doesn't let it bother him. He sprints back on defense. He's always running baseline to baseline. And anytime you can get your bigs to do that, that's a positive thing. And Juan, like I said, does that continually, whether it's practice or a game.
Well, that's a terrific story. So congratulations goes out to Clearview's Juan Torres. He is tonight's Clearview Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, it'll be Keystone's turn as Jeff Holzhauer will name the Wildcat Veteran of the Game. And that follows this on the Colson & Colson Gage Matchup.